In the last statement that I made reference,
上一个摘录
which was actually great controversy, page 606 and 607,
也就是最后的战争六原文六百零八面，善恶之争原文六百零八面。
She says, those who are arraigned before the courts make a strong vindication of the truth.
Sorry. It's all right. 那些被转到法庭的人要为真理做强而有力的见证。
She said, many will be led to the kingdom of heaven because of this.
她说呢，也因为这样，很多人呢将会被引领到天国。
That would have not otherwise understood or heard the truth.
因为呢，除此之外，他们可能没有机会听到福音的。
So is it possible?
所以是不是有这个可能性
？That our being arrested and brought to trial,
我们被捆绑，我们被放进啊监狱。
Will be for the furtherance of the kingdom of heaven?
是为了天国的福音被传达。
Yes, it will.
是的，那是肯定的。
So I want to take some time now.
所以我要花一点的时间。
We're going to look at some Bible verses.
看一些圣经章节。
And we're going to read some spirit of prophecy statements.
读一些预言之灵。
Of what Jesus warned us would happen.
说到呢，耶稣警告我们将会有什么事发生。
I want you to turn with me in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 10.
我请你翻开到马太福音第十章。
Let's look at start with verse 16.
我们从十六节开始。
Jesus said, Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves.
耶稣说，我差你们去，如同羊进入狼群。
Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves.
所以你们要灵巧像蛇，驯良像鸽子。
Now, look at what follows.
那么看接下来他说的。
Because keep it in the context of what Jesus just said.
因为要与刚才耶稣刚刚说的呢，是并同的。
He said,But beware of men.
他说要防备人。
You know, I've always found that statement interesting.
我感觉到很奇妙这句话。
Beware of men.
要防备人。
Now, what is Jesus teaching us?
耶稣在教导我们什么呢？
Well, we'll look a little further on, but I'm going to show you that he's telling you, don't you trust anyone.
我会继续看下去，但是呢，他是告诉你不要信赖任何人。
Now I know that seems somewhat skeptical.
那我想那个可能有一点啊。
And maybe even cynical.
或许是有一点的啊狡。
You know, but we have to realize that whether things make sense to us.
那么对于我们来说的，我们必须要明了解，不论它合不合理，对我们来说。
God is warning us of what's going to take place.
耶稣正在警告我们将要发生的事情。
And we must be able to understand what is actually going to happen to God's people.
而我们要小心地注意以后将会发生什么事情。
So he says, beware of men.
所以他说要防备人。
He tells you why.
他告诉你原因。
For they will deliver you up to the councils.
因为他们要把你交给公会。
And they will scourge you in their synagogues.
要在会堂鞭打你。
So we're going to be persecuted.
所以我们将会被逼迫。
And he's telling us that we're going to be brought before the councils, meaning the courts of the land.
他也告诉我们，我们将会送到去公会，就是呢当地的这个法庭、
And、
法院。
Where else will they persecute us?
他除此之外还会怎么样逼迫我们呢？
In the churches.
在教会里面，会堂里。
He says, And ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my name's sake for testimony against them and the Gentiles.
他说并且你们要为我的缘故被送到诸侯君王面前，对他们和外邦人做见证。
But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak.
你们被交的时候，不要思虑怎么样说话。
For shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak.
或说什么话，到那时候必赐给你们当说的话。
For it is not ye that speak,
因为不是你们自己说的。
But the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you.
乃是你们父的灵在你们里面说的。
Now let's stop just for a moment.
那我们在这里停一停。
Where are we in terms of time? Where are we at the point of time in reference to the passages I'm reading?
在这一段里面呢，我们是说到什么时候呢？
Are we in the early rain?
是在早雨的时候吗？
Or latter rain?
还是晚雨的时候呢？
Well, primarily it's latter rain, no doubt.
那主要呢是在晚雨。
I mean, there's an element of early rain in the sense that we'll be persecuted. I mean, there's no doubt you'll be persecuted during early rain experience.
那在早雨呢，他有说到有逼迫，确实早雨会有一些的逼迫。
But not to the extent that he's making reference.
而不是到达他所说的那个程度。
It's not until the latter rain begins to fall.
不是等到呢晚雨降配的时候。
Loud cry goes out.
大呼声出去的时候。
Then you're going to see real persecution break
forth. 然后你才会看见真正的逼迫来临。
You see, I talked about the shaking.
你听到吗？我说过大震动。
How many phases are there to the shaking?
震动呢有多少个阶段？
How many knows?
多少个知道？
There's three.
就三个阶段。
Who knows what they are?
谁知道是什么？
First one.
第一个。
What's the first phase of the shaking?
大骚动的第一个什么？
Errors or heresies come into the church.
就是假道理进入教会。
Sister White says,
怀斯姆说，
God will use whatever means necessary to revive his people.
上帝呢会用任何的方案就是为了要
She said, if all other means fail,
她说如果其他方法都不能够成功的话,
God will allow heresies to come into the church to sift the people.
她说上帝会允许假道理进入教会使上帝的子民被骚动。
Now, there's a second phase.
那也有第二个层面。第二个阶段,
which is going to be a response to the first phase.
也就是呢对于第一个阶段带来的影响。
So the first phase is heresies.
所以第一个呢是假道理的来临。
Now, who's bringing in the heresies, by the way?
谁把假道理带来?
The wheat or the tares?
是稗子还是麦子呢?
It's the tares.
是稗子。
All right, now.
好。
In response to the first phase of the shaking.
因为呢第一阶段的骚动。
God's going to do something for his church.
上帝呢会为他的教会做某些事情。
And in that process will begin then the second phase.
而那个工作呢将要进入到第二个阶段。
What is the second phase?
第二阶段是什么?
Yeah, exactly, it's the straight testimony.
对了，就是直率的见证。
Because the straight testimony is combating the errors of the heresy.
因为这直率的见证呢将要反抗呢这个假道理。
Remember what Sister White I just read before.
怀斯姆刚刚我才
听到。When the straight testimony is preached,
他说当所直率的见证说出来的时候，
she said, some will rise up against it.
而且有些人会起来反抗。
She said, this will cause a shaking.
这也会使到这个大骚动。
But that's the second phase of the shaking.
但是那是第二个部分的骚动了。
You can see it's intensifying.
所以你可以看到它是越来越激烈的。
Heresies come in.
先是假道理进来。
Sift the people.
开始骚动。
Then straight testimony.
然后见证来到。
Now it starts to shake a little more.
然后再骚动更加多。
But it's going to intensify again.
什么东西会使得它更加激烈呢？
Then there's the third phase.
就是第三个部分。
And the third phase.
而第三个部分。
Is the result of the second phase.
是第二个部分所引起的。
It's the result of those who refuse to obey the straight testimony.
是那些不愿意听从那直率见证的。
And what is the third phase?
而那第三个阶段是什么？
Persecution.
对了，就是逼迫。
That is the third and final phase.
那是最后个阶段了，骚动的最后一个阶段。
Now, if you look at the church militant, then the church triumphant.
那如果你看那奋斗中的教会和得胜的教会。
And of course, parallel that with the early rain and the latter rain.
并且早雨和晚雨。
During the early reign,
在早雨的时候
and in the church militant,
在奋斗中教会的时候
you have heresies,
你有假道理
and the straight testimony,
你有直率的见证
and this carries on for some time,
而这个呢会持续一段日子
then,
然后
sometime,Between the second and third phase,
有时呢，在第一和第二个部分之间
，what happens is now those who've made up their mind,
那些已经做决定了的
，refusing to follow God,
拒绝跟从上帝的
，they abandon the position of truth,
他们放弃真理的位置。
Sister White says they join the ranks of opposition.
怀斯姆说他们跑去与对立的
，and those who have gained complete full victory in Christ,
而那些在基督里得胜的。
Are now to be ready to be sealed.
将会呢准备受啊这盖印
and receive the latter rain.
并且得到晚雨的降配
And it goes forth out into the loud cry.
然后呢就变成大呼声传出去
All right, now.
好
Heresies will continue all the way up to the second coming of Jesus.
假道理呢一直会持续到耶稣的再来
The straight testimony.
直率的见证呢
It ends for the Seventh Day Adventist.
对基督复临安息会
员 At the latter rain,
在晚雨的时候呢，它就结束了。
Now, part of that straight testimony message will be transferred over to the loud cry.
那部分的见证，直率见证会变成了大呼声。
You see, that's the purpose of the repeating of the second angel's message.
所以那就是第二天使在重复的意义。
It's repeating the sins of Babylon.
他在重复呢巴比伦的罪恶。
We would call that a straight testimony.
所以我们叫那个是直率的真理。
But it's not for the church anymore.
但是那个不再是给教会的了。
It's for the world.
是给世界的了。
And so,
所以呢
you have elements of the second or the straight testimony in the second angel's message.
在第二个天第二啊。
Elements of it are being brought over into the second angel, which will be the fourth angel.
那第二个天使的信息呢，也会被带到过去，到最后。
Now, the third phase of the shaking.
那第三段。
When does it begin?
它开始是几时呢
Now, this is a little trick question, so think.
这个比较有一点狡猾一点。
Persecution.
所以呢，逼迫。
When does it begin?
它开始是几时呢？
I want you to think. Persecution. When does it begin?
几时开始
Well, let's look at the word persecution just for a moment.
我们看一看逼迫这个字眼好不好
When we think of the word persecution,
当我们想到逼迫的时候
it's a natural inclination for us to think physical.
很快倾向我们想象是肉体的
you know, somebody who's getting beaten up.
就是呢一个人被被人家打
or tortured,
或者被人家折磨
or the ultimate form of persecution is putting someone to death.
而最后呢，把他杀了。
So that's and that's a natural tendency we have.
我很自然就会想到这些
which is understandable.
但是可以理解的。
But let's broaden the word.
但是我们把这字眼放大一点。
Because the word persecution goes beyond the physical.
因为逼迫呢，不只是肉体上的。
You know, there's more than one way to persecute somebody.
多过一个方法去逼迫一个人。
Ask you this.
问你一个问题。
Do you think it's possible to persecute somebody with your words?
你想一下，用你的话语能不能够逼迫另一个人呢
？You think that's possible?
你想可能吗
？You better believe it.
你应该要相信啊。
You better believe it.
是真实的。
See, persecution is more than just a physical abuse of someone's body.
因为逼迫不只是身体上的一个侵犯而已。
Persecution comes in many different ways.
逼迫呢是从很多不同方面而来的。
So when we think of persecution,
所以当我们想到逼迫的时候
when does it begin?
它开始是几时呢
If we want to get very technical about it,
如果要很实际化的
the moment you accept Jesus Christ,
在你接受耶稣基督的时候
you are persecuted.
你就开始被逼迫了。
You're ridiculed.
你被嘲笑。
People laugh at you.
被人家
They mock you.
别人侮辱你
you know, they say, ah,、oh, you're silly.
他说你很傻。
You know, they, and now, they're not physically hurting you.
他们不是在肉体上的逼迫你，没有。
But they are persecuting you with their words.
但是他们用他们的话语来逼迫。
Now this carries on in your Christian experience.
那在你的基督徒生命呢，这个一直继续的。
Generally speaking, when you first accept Jesus,
所以大体上来说，你一接受基督
，it's not church members that do the persecution.
不是教友在逼迫你。
Family members.
家庭成员呢
？Friends.
朋友啊
？Business associates.
啊，在公司的同工啊。
Your neighbors.
你的邻居。
So when you come into the church,
所以来到教会的时候
，and you continue to follow the Lord Jesus,
而你继续的跟从耶稣基督
，you're growing more and more like Him.
你越来越像他。
The persecution continues.
那逼迫继续的下去。
Not that the world ceases to persecute you.
不是世界呢逼迫你。
But because there's tares in the church,
而是呢在教会中有败子。
They will take up the torch of persecution.
败子呢会接着逼迫的工作。
And they will ridicule you.
而他们会嘲笑你。
Mock you.
会讥笑你。
Make fun of you.
会讽刺你。
Talk about you behind your back.
会在你背后啊说你坏话。
And all kinds of things.
还有等等等等的东西。
Still persecution.
还是逼迫。
It's just a different form.
是不同的形式而已。
The persecution keeps on going. Heresies come on in now.
那逼迫呢继续下去，然后现在呢假见证来了。假道理来了
，starts to shake and sift the church a little.
开始震动了，开始摇动了。
Now you're following Jesus.
那你在跟从耶稣。
You love him. You know you love him.
你很爱，你很爱。
You want to obey.
你要顺从他。
You realize this is incorrect theology. This is not appropriate.
这是假的道理来的，这是假的。
Under the unction of the Spirit.
在圣灵的推动下。
What are you going to do?
你要做什么
？Sit and be silent.
坐住罢了吗
？No, you're not.Not if you love Jesus.
不是，如果你爱耶稣，你不会这样。如果你爱他教会，你也不会这样做。
You know what you're going to do?
你会怎么做？你
Under the unction of the Spirit,
在圣灵的感动下
，You're going to stand up and proclaim the straight testimony.
你会站起来呢，说那直率的见证。
Now the persecution intensifies.
而现在呢，逼迫越来越激烈。
Now instead of me maybe verbally abusing you,
这不再是我用口语言上来逼迫你。
Maybe I'm going to remove you from church office.
可能呢，我要把你革职。
If that doesn't work,
不能的话
，maybe we have to just disfellowship.
可能呢，我们需要除名。
Let me ask you this.
我问你一下
，If somebody is now listen very carefully, if somebody is this. Fellowship for unbiblical reasons.
如果一个人因为没有根据圣经的原因呢就除名的话
，Are they being persecuted?
他们是不是被逼迫呢
？Are they being persecuted?
他们是不是被逼迫
？I'm not talking about disfellowship for biblical reasons.
我不是说除名是因为圣经的原因。
I'm talking being kicked out for no justification whatsoever.
我是说到没有原因就把他踢出去。
Other than following your conscience and obeying God's word.
就是只是因为你顺从。
Are they being persecuted?
他们是不是被逼迫的
？Yes.
是的。
Remember the boy in the Bible, his parents is born blind.
你知道那个儿子，他的父母亲，他的儿子是盲的。
And Jesus healed him.
然后耶稣就医治好他。
Pharisees brought in the parents. Said, "What happened to the boy?"
法利赛人把他们带进来，问他那个你的儿子做什么
？Parents, well, they knew, but they were afraid to talk. They said, "We don't know."
不过父母亲很怕，不敢讲。
You talk to him. They said,
你问我的儿子就好了。
That's true. Read spirit of prophecy. You read what she says about it.
读愿之灵，读他说什么
？So they here come. They called in the boy.
所以他叫那儿子进来。
All right, tell us the story. What happened?
告诉我什么事情发生
？He said, "Look, man, all I know is." You know, here comes this man. He heals me.
这个人来。
I was blind, now I see.
医治我，然后我一之前盲的，现在我可以看见了。
So they tried to get him to recant his story.
他尝试呢要使他不要说这句话。
Did he change his story?
他有没有改变他的
故事？ He didn't change his story.
没有，
他。He knew what happened.
他知道什么事情发生了。
And he gave God the glory.
然后他给上帝荣耀。
What did they do to that poor boy?
他们给那个，他们怎样对那个儿子
？What did they do to that poor boy?He did nothing wrong. What did they do to him?
他什么都没有做错。
They kicked him out of the church.
他把他从会堂赶出去。
And the original Greek,
在希腊文
the word excommunicated
就是除名。
Later, Jesus found that boy.
过后耶稣去找那个,
what did Jesus tell him?
他告诉他什么?
What did Jesus tell him?
耶稣告诉他什么东西?
He said,
他说,
listen,
听,
you're in a saving relationship. You're my child.
你是我的儿子。
He told him he has salvation.
他告诉他你有救恩。
So, the persecution intensified.
那个逼迫越来越强大，越来越激烈。
It goes from being verbally abused.
从口上的，言语上的逼迫。
Now they're going to start taking you away out of your certain position, church offices.
现在开始把你除职，开始把你革名。
That doesn't work.
没有用处。
Well, we'll just kick you right out of the church.
踢出去教会。
But if that doesn't work.
如果那不能够的话。
Now you're going along, the shaking and the sifting. Early rain experience.
晚雨的,
you're growing in God's 早雨的经验, grace.
你在成长, 上帝恩典中成长, 早雨的经验,
but they're not.
而他们没有,
all of a sudden, you reach full maturity.
突然间呢,
now you are complete in Christ.
你已经到了完全的程度了,
you have overcome all hereditary and cultivated tendencies to sin.
已经胜过所有被培养, 天生罪的倾向,
what are you going to receive?
你将会领受什么?
The latter rain.
晚雨的降配。
You're going to be sealed in your forehead.
你将在你的额上受印记。
You are fixed for eternity now.
你永远的都被坚定了。
You will never be moved again.
你再次也不会被摇动的。
Now what are you going to do? You got the latter rain.
你现在有晚雨了耶。
You were preaching the straight testimony.
你之前是在做见证的,
but that's finished now.
那已经过了。
Now what are you going to preach?
现在你要传什么信息了?
The loud cry.
大呼声的信息。
Is the persecution stopped?
逼迫结束吗?
No, far from it.
没有结束。
It only now intensifies all the more.
一字一字的越来越机密。
So where does it go?
他要怎么样呢?
What did Jesus say?
耶稣说什么呢?
Well, they're gonna ridicule and mock you and mistreat you in the church. Clearly, he tells us that.
很清楚地说，在教会里他们会讥笑你、嘲笑你。
But that's not going to be enough.
那这不够。
You are going to be considered a criminal.
你会被当作为叛徒。
A criminal.
一个囚犯。
He said, you will be brought before governors and kings for my sake.
他说你要为我缘故被送到诸侯君王面前。
Governors and kings?
诸侯君王是什么?
Those are heads of state.
那些是政府人员的。
We're talking politics now.
现在我们是谈到政治了。
In other words, you're going to be brought into the political system to be tried.
就是你会被带进这个系统去被试验。
But now, look who's going to betray you.
看一看谁会,
who's going to turn you in?
谁会把你放,把你控告,
look at verse 21.
看一下21节是谁?
And the brother shall betray the brother to death.
弟兄把弟兄,
and the father the child.
父亲把儿子,
and the children, and the children shall rise up against their parents.
儿女要以父母为敌。
Now notice the last clause of that statement.
听一下最后的一句,
and cause them to be put to death.
害死他们。
There's the ultimate form of persecution.
那是逼迫最终的成果。
For many of God's people,
对于上帝的子民多数来说,
who will be responsible for putting them to death?
谁会把他们置于死地? Who? 是谁?
I'm just reading you the word of the Lord. What did Jesus say?
耶稣是说什么?
Those that are closest to you.
那些最与你最亲近的人。
That's why he said in verse 17,
那也就因为如此的在17节他说,
beware of men.
你们要防备人。
Now, what we have to understand something is this.
我们要理解的是这样。
Today, you would say, oh, I would never do that.
今天你说, 我肯定不会这样做的。
And I pray to God, it would never happen
我也,
with anyone here.
我也祈求上帝,没有任何一个人会做这样的事情。
But unless you walk humbly with God,
但是除非你非常谦卑地与上帝同行,
I got news for you.
我可以告诉你这一点。
You'll not only betray your brothers and your sisters,
你不只是会出卖你的弟兄姐妹。
But you would actually put them to death.
你还会害死他们。
See, the, Paul said, "Let him that thinketh he stand take heed lest he fall."
保罗说，那些认为自己可以站立的，要小心，免得他们跌倒。
Don't ever think you could never betray your mother, your father, your brother, or your sister.
不要从来不要想你不可能出卖你的弟兄姐妹、你的父母亲。
Don't ever sit there and say, "Ah, I will never do that. Never, nah, nah."
不要坐在那里说没有不可能，我不会做这样子，肯定不是我。
The disciples,
门徒们
were with Jesus.
与耶稣。
And Peter once said to Jesus,
而彼得跟耶稣说过,
"You know, they may forsake you."
他说他们或许会离开你。
He said, "But I'll never forsake you."
我永远不会离开。
What did Jesus say in response to that?
耶稣告诉他什么?
Come on now, this is an upper room experience. What did Jesus tell Peter that night?
耶稣那一个晚上告诉彼得什么?
Before the cock crow, what? Thrice you will deny me how many times? Three times.
鸡叫两次之鸡啼两次之前
You read what Sister White says about that.
你读怀斯母怎样说到这个经
What was Peter's problem?
彼得的问题是什么
Peter didn't know his own heart.
彼得不知道他自己心里是怎样
Peter was self-confident.
彼得呢是非常自信
Matter of fact, he was overconfident.
他太过自信了
He thought he could stand on his own two feet.
他认为呢他两个脚可以支撑他整个身体
And let me tell you,
我告诉你,
when you think,
当你认为,
you can stand on your own two feet,
你可以自行站立的稳的话,
get ready,
准备好,
because you're about to fall.
因为你就要跌倒了。
It is true.
真的是真的。
You know, history,
你知道吗?
It's very fascinating. History has recorded many stories.
历史呢记载了很多很多的故事。
Of friends and family,
关于到家人，关于到朋友
betraying one another,
互相的出卖。
What is Jesus trying to do here?
耶稣在这里要告诉你什么？
He's trying to help us to understand the reality of human nature.
他要帮助你了解人性是怎么样子的。
I have to keep reminding us.
我一直要叫我们警醒。
Friends.
提醒
We are all fallen human beings.
我们全部都是堕落的人类。
Let's ask yourself a question.
问你们一个问题。
Why aren't we right now murdering one another? Right now,
为什么现在你没有互相谋杀？
What is preventing me to take a gun and just pull the trigger?
为什么什么东西防止我拿一把枪把你杀了？
I'm being honest. What, look, because some people do it, don't they?
因为有些人
Don't some people murder?
真的有人会谋杀的
Don't some people commit adultery?
有些人会强奸人的。
All right.What's the difference?
所以呢，那分别在哪里？
Do I have the same human nature that they do?
我跟他的人性是不是一样的？
Do I have the same frailties and shortcomings?
我是不是有同样的缺陷的？
What's the difference then?
我跟他有什么分别呢？
The only difference is the grace of God.
唯一的分别是上帝的恩典。
If I'm not under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, I will murder, rape,commit adultery, I'll do brutal acts that you could never imagine doing.
如果不在上帝的恩典管辖之下，我什么都做得出来的，你完全想象不到的。
This is why we must always, Jesus told it, watch and pray, watch and pray, watch and pray.
这是所以耶稣一直叫我们要警醒祷告，警醒祷告，警醒祷告。
Watch and pray that you be led not into temptation.
警醒祷告，免得你入了迷惑。
Because don't think you would never do it.
不要想你不会做这样的事情
Because it's at that moment
因为就是在那一个当口
When you least expect it
当你最想不到的
时候 That's when you can fall the greatest
你将会跌得最痛的
Look at Moses
看一下摩西
What was Moses' number one virtue?
摩西第一点他最强的一项
The number one virtue of Moses He was a patient man
最强项就是他很
What was the one sin that Satan got him on to prevent him from going into the promised land? What was the one sin?
他唯一的罪使到他不能进入迦南地是什么罪
Impatience.
就是呢不能忍耐
Yes. And that's a... He got him on impatience. It wasn't his second most powerful trait of character. It wasn't the third. It wasn't the fifth. It was the most powerful trait in his character. He was a patient man.
不是第二，不是第三，乃是最强的那一项。他品格最坚强的就是他忍耐。
And he fell on that one point.
而在那一点他就跌倒了。
Man, now look.
朋友，告诉
你。You could put us all together and make one person.
你可以把我们全部加在一起变一个人。
We wouldn't even come close to being like Moses.
我们都不可能考到摩西这样强。这样有耐性。
He was so godly.
他那么的神圣。
So holy.
那么的亲近上帝。
He walked humbly with God.
他与主秘密的同行。
But for a moment of time, he stopped to watch and pray.
但是因为一小刻时间，他忘记了警醒。
It's all it took, one moment.
就是一刻而已。
And he fell.
他就跌倒了。
So don't think you couldn't betray your mother or your father or your brothers or your sisters or your children.
不要想象你不会出卖你的弟兄、你的姐妹、你父亲、你的母亲，还是你的弟弟妹妹、你的儿女们。
Great controversy 608.
在三日之争六百零八。
Listen to this now.
听清楚。
Conscientious obedience to the word of God will be treated as rebellion.
凭着良心顺从圣经的人要被撤为叛徒。
Blinded by Satan,
人们的眼光要被撒旦蒙蔽。
The parent will exercise harshness and severity toward the believing child.
做父母的要用严酷凶狠的手段来对待信从真理的儿女。
The master or mistress will oppress the commandment-keeping servant.
男女主人也要压迫那遵守诫命的仆人。
Affection will be alienated.
人的感情要疏远冷淡。
Children will be disinherited.
做儿女的要被父母亲驱逐家庭。
And driven from home.
断绝亲子关系。
The words of Paul will be literally fulfilled.
保罗的话将要字字应验。
All that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
凡立志在基耶稣基督里前进度日的
As the defenders of the truth refuse to honor the Sunday Sabbath,
在拥护真理而不肯尊敬星期日的人中
some of them will be thrust into prison.
有一些要被投入牢监
some will be exiled.
有些要被放逐
some will be treated as slaves.
有些要受奴隶的待遇
Did you catch that last one?
听到最后那个吗？
Some of us are going to go into slavery.
有些要成为奴隶啊。
She didn't say everybody.
还没有说全部。
She said some will be treated as slaves.
她说一些啊，要好像奴隶这样。
I had one fellow say, well, it doesn't say we're going to be slaves.
还没有说我们会成为奴隶。
I said, if I treat you, if... Whatever I treat you as, that's what you are to me.
我怎样对待你，你在我眼中就是怎么样子的。
You will be treated as a slave.
你会好像奴隶这样被对待。
You will become a slave.
你会成为奴隶这样子。
And I don't have time now.
我现在没有时间。
But if you would read your Bibles in Revelation 18,
如果你去念启示录十八章
and look at the great men of the earth,
而看大有能力的人，伟人，世界的伟人。
Whose sister wife? They're called the merchants of the earth.
他们被称为世界上的商财。
Whom the Bible calls the great men of the earth.
圣经说呢是伟人。
It says one of the things they trade in.
他说其中一个他们做买卖的。
Is slaves.
是奴隶。
And Revelation 13 verses 15 through 17.
而启示录十三章十五。
Talks about slavery there.
也说到了奴隶制度。
Some will be treated as slaves.
有些会像奴隶被对待。
Now, underscore this.To human wisdom, all this now seems impossible.
注意这一点，按这人的思维来看，这一切的情景现代似乎是不可能。
They say, "Oh, this can't be. This can't be."
他说这不可能发生。
Come on, we live in a civilized world.
活着的世界是一个有文化的世界。
I would never disinherit my child.
哪里可能我会与我孩子们断绝关系。
I would never put them to death.
我才不会把他们置于死地。
I love them.
我爱他们呢。
Today you do.
现在是的。
But tomorrow you may betray them.
但明天呢，就很难说了。
I'm not saying you will.
我不是说你会啊。
I'm telling you that some people are going to do it.
我告诉你是有人会这样子做。
We gotta pray that we don't.
我们真的要恳切祷告我们不会这样做。
That's why
那是那原因。
Jesus has to be first in your life.
耶稣必须要在你的生命中成为第一位。
Why do you think Jesus said?
你想为什么耶稣说?
Except ye love your mother, your father, your brother, and your sisters more than me, ye cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven.
他说你若爱你的父母你的兄弟姐妹多过爱我的话你不能做我门徒呢。
Jesus was saying, if you love your mother, your father, your brother, your sister more than me, you're not worthy of me.
耶稣说如果你爱你的父母亲你的兄弟姐妹多过爱我你不配做我们。
So, here's the mother and the father.
所以这里有父母亲,
and all the little children.
然后还有很多孩子,
if every single one of them put God first,
如果每一个都将耶稣放为第一,
and love him supremely,
完完全全地爱他,
neither of them would betray any of them.
那么他们全部都不会背叛对方了,
because they're always obedient to Jesus.
因为他们一直都顺从上帝,
but if only one,
那只要一个就够了,
does not put God first,
并没有把上帝放为第一,
if that person remains that way,
如那个人继续地降下去的话,
they will eventually turn on their own family.
最后他们会背叛他们的家人。
All this seems impossible now, she says.
这些情形, 现在似乎是不可能发生的。
She says, but as the restraining spirit of God is withdrawn from men,
但即至上帝约束人心的灵从人间撤回之后,
they will be under the control of Satan,
世人就要受那恨恶上帝律法的撒旦管辖,
who hates the divine precepts.
Yep.
And there will be strange developments.
那时必有非常的情形出现。
Now that phrase right there,
那一句话,
should catch your attention.
应该要得到你的注意力。
There will be strange developments.
会有非常不同寻常的情形出现。
I don't think we really understand what is coming very soon for the people.
我想我们真的不了解将要来临的是什么。
You know, I sometimes wonder whether we just think we're going to go to church every week, all the time, sing our hymns, give out a great controversy every now and then all of a sudden Jesus, oh, okay, here we go, we're ready to leave.
我想我们在想每个星期六安息日来教堂来唱一些诗歌，有时候做一下见证。 那耶稣来说，哦，接我升天了，就这样。
That's not how it's going to happen.
那不会这样子发生。
To those who are faithful to Jesus, they're going to go through the most severe time in the history of the human race. That's why it speaks of in Revelation 7,
所以在启示录第七章,
you know, one of the characters of the great multitude,
其中一个群众的一个特征,
they got their white robes on,
他们有穿这个白袍,
says they came out of what?
说他们从哪里出来?
They came out of the great tribulation.
从大苦难中出来的。
This is what she's talking about.
这是他在说的。
Now watch this.
小心看。
She adds strange developments. She said the heart can be very cruel when God's fear and love are removed.
他说世人心中既然丧尽了敬畏耶和华爱慕上帝之念他们就会变得极度残忍无情。
As the storm approaches,
但这次风暴雨临近,
a large class who profess faith in the third angel's message,
必有许多数来承认相信第三位天使信息的,
but have not been sanctified through obedience to the truth,
而未曾接着顺从真理成圣的人,
abandon their position,
要放弃他们的立场,
and join the ranks of opposition,
去加入反对真理的对立。
These are the tares,
这等人,
they're the ones who oppose the straight testimony,
就是败子会反抗这见证的。
These are the ones that now rise up against their former brethren,
这些呢, 就是会起来对抗他们之前的弟兄姐妹的。
By uniting with the world and partaking of its spirit,
说这等人只有与世界联合, 以感染他的精神,
They have come to view matters in nearly the same light.
以至于一切问题的看法几乎和世人完全相同。
And when the test is brought,
极致试炼临到。
They are prepared to choose the easy, popular side.
他们就要随波逐流，拣选那容易走的道路。
Why do they choose the easy, popular side?
为什么他们会选随他们会随波逐流选那容易的路呢
？Why?
为什么呢
？What's the saying? This is the great test.
这是大次大考验。
Say, notice the language. They are prepared to see the easy popular side.
他说他们已经已久准备好去加入。
Well, what does that mean?
那什么意思
？If you're prepared,
如果你准备的话
，it means before that time.
就是之前
，you must have been doing what?
你已经在做什么
？Preparing.
就是在准备的当中了。
So what were they prepared to do?
他们准备做什么
？To choose the easy popular side.
去选择那容易许多人都走的道路
Friends
朋友朋友
What were they doing during the early rain experience?
他们在早雨的时候做什么事情
What kind of gospel do they want?
他们要怎么样子的道理
What kind of a religious experience do they want?
他们要怎么样子的属灵经验呢
They want an easy popular religion
他们要一个容易很大家都喜欢的真理
An easy popular religionexperience
他们要一个大家都喜欢大家都同意的一个经验
they're not willing
他们不愿意
to go down the narrow road
去走那狭窄的道路
because we are told by the servant of the Lord
上帝的仆人告诉我们
that the Christian experience
他们基督徒的经验
is a battle and a march
是一个战斗是一个迈进
If you and I expect to get to heaven,
如果你和我想要到天国的话
we are gonna have to go through trials and tribulation.
我们一定要经过苦难，一定要经过患难。
If your religious experience,
如果你的属灵经验
is easy,
是容易的
I got news for you.
我有话告诉你
You're not on the right path.
你不在对的道路上。
That's why they can't stand the straight testimony.
那就是所以他们不能够忍受那直率的真理。
That's why they love the new theology.
所以他们非常喜爱那新神学论。
The new theology is an easy, popular philosophy of religion.
因为新神学论是很容易大家都喜欢的一个思想。
You want to hear it?You want to hear the new theology?
你要听新神学吗
you want to hear it?
你要听吗
Here's the new theology.
我告诉你
Jesus did it all.
耶稣做完了一切的工作
All you got to do is have faith.
你只要有信心
And Jesus will do it all for you.
然后耶稣为你做完所有的一切
Is that popular?
那是不是
You better believe it.
你应该要相信
Look, who could argue against it? Man, he's going to do it all.
哇耶稣做完了一切了
Hey, keep on doing it.
来来继续做继续做
Is it easy?
是不是很容易?
You better believe it's an easy religion. I don't have to do anything.
我什么都不用做。
Here's what they say.
他们这样子说。
You have to keep God's commandments.
你要遵守上帝的律法。
You can't.
你不可以能的。
Jesus kept them for you.
耶稣为你守了那十条诫命。
The new theology,
新神学论,
is a theology that will take you straight to damnation.
是直接把你带入沉沦的信息。
That's why we oppose it.
所以我们要抗拒它。
You really think I'm going to look around for arguments everywhere I go?
你真的我想要在到处都去找那些那些反驳的。
I don't want to do that.
我不要这样说。
But I have a moral obligation.
我比较一个更加诚恳的心。
I've got to tell you the truth.
我要告诉你真理。
And I will not apologize to anybody for preaching the truth.
我不会为传扬真理而对任何人道歉。
And I will oppose the new theology.
而我会抵抗这新神学论。
People, see, they don't realize the true impact and the implications of how damning it is.
人们不晓得这个新神学论是多么的使人沉沦了。
See, that's why they start off with the nature of sin.
所以他们从罪性开始。
Why? Sin is not the transgression of the law.
罪不是违背上帝律法。那是
Why? Sin is nature.
罪是本性。
So the moment you're born condemned and guilty.
所以你出世的时候, 你出世的时候, 就是带着罪,
and if sin is nature,
而如果罪是你的身体,
well, I'm going to be sinning till Jesus comes.
耶稣来临的时候,
why do you think they teach that?
为什么他这样子讲的?
Because everybody knows 1 Corinthians 15 teaches that this mortal shall put on immortality at the second coming.
他说呢, 这个不, 这许坏是你, 将会在耶稣来临的时候得到不许坏是你,
and if nature is sin, and my nature is changed at the second coming, then I'm going to sin till Jesus comes. Well, if I'm going to sin till Jesus comes, when I know God said, if you don't keep my commandments, you're not going to heaven, I got a problem. How am I going to get to heaven? When I'm not keeping his commandments. Lo and behold, Jesus kept them for me.
耶稣为我守邪命了。
That's new theology.
那是新神学论。
They want an easy, popular religion.
他们要一个容易大家都喜欢的。
Let me tell you this.
我告诉你,
I have no doubt.
没有,
and maybe I'm overstepping my boundaries.
或许我已经超越我,
but I want you to know, David used to be a student of mine.
我告诉你, 大卫曾经是我的学生。
And now I'm going to tell his students,
而我要对大卫的学生说,
you're not at this institution to find out who you're going to marry.
你不是来这个机构去知道你以后要跟谁结婚。
You're not here to just to see, isn't it a beautiful place?
不是来这里是看, 哦, 爱得很美的一个地方。
Don't you understand God's calling you here for a reason?
不知道上帝呼召你来这里是一个目的的吗?
He wants you to be among those who are going to give the loud cry.
他要你成为在做大呼声的其中一份子。
Not a doubt in my mind.
我心里一点疑惑都没有。
That's why this institution is started.
所以这个爱能健康村就这样开始。
You got to get an education.
你需要得到教育。
And your education is in a practical experience in walking with Jesus Christ.
而你的经验是一个实际的经验与耶稣同行的经验。
I met Brother Eugene and others.
我遇过苏杰和其他的。
You're involved in the medical missionary work.
你们是参与这医药布道工作。
Let me tell you, you got a heavy responsibility on your shoulders.
你有你的责任。
It's not just, going around and say, you know, just trying to massage somebody's head. You're trying to help them in the physical in order to reach the spiritual. It's an, as Sister White says, the entering wedge. God's calling on you.
上帝呼召你们,
we got to rise up to the occasion.
我们要起来,
I said it before, I say it again.
我曾经告诉了, 我再次地告诉,
I know you're one of the Bible teachers.
熊汉,
son, you have a great responsibility in your shoulders. You got an obligation to these young kids.
你对这些年轻人有很大的责任。
Parents are sending their kids, and Dave, this included with you, parents are sending their kids, they're trusting you with their children.
父母亲将孩子派来, 他们信任你, 照顾他们的孩子。
They expect you to do everything, they hold the standards high.
他们希望你为所有尽所有一切, 把这个原则提高。
If I send my kid to school,
如果把孩子送到学校去,
let me tell you what, I better, and if I'm paying some money,
而我交钱的话,
you better teach him the right thing.
你最好教他对的东西。
I'm going to need another sermon. I don't have to leave till 8. Oh, friends, I can show you so much more. But look at verse 22, Matthew
10.
It said, ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Now look at the last part. This is very important.
最后一段他说得很清楚。
But he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved.
他说, 唯有忍耐到底的, 必然得救。
One of the frailties of human nature,
对人类的一个弱点来说,
is after a period of time,
是过了一阵子,
we tend to give up.
我们就放弃了。
Just part of human nature. Sad, but it's true.
很伤心, 很悲, 不过是真实的。
Jesus knew this.
耶稣知道。
Why do you think he said it?
你认为为什么他说这句话呢?
He that endures to the end, the same shall be saved.
唯有那些忍耐到底才会得救。
You know, Sister White says, remember I read you the statement, she says some people endure at one point.
你知道怀斯姆说到有些人在一点他能够得胜,
but then they fall off at the next point.
但是另外一点他失败。
What happened?
什么事情发生了?
They didn't endure.
为什么他们没有胜利呢? 全部都胜了。
And what a tragedy it would be.
非常悲惨的。
Having gone so far,
如果走了那么长的路,
but you don't finish.
但是你没有完成那个路。
See, this is the whole point of the story that Jesus gave, or the parable that Jesus gave about the man who builds a house.
看，这是耶稣给的比喻的目的，就是他说到一个人建屋子的。
Well, he starts to build.
他开始建了。
All of a sudden, he begins to realize, guess what? I don't have enough to finish.
突然间他发现了，哦，不够，没有的建。
What does he say his friends begin to do?
他说他朋友怎么样，开始怎么样。
They begin to mock him and laugh at him.
开始笑他，开始嘲笑他。
See, he began, but he couldn't finish.
他说他开始，不能结束。
What did Jesus say?
耶稣说什么？
Wouldn't it be better first to sit down?
是不是要坐下来先？
And count the cost?
然后算，计算他的代价。
See whether or not you have enough to pay?
看一看你能不能付出这代价。
You understand the whole analogy?
你明白这个道理吗? 这个比喻吗?
He's talking about the Christian experience.
他说到基督徒的经验。
I mean, how silly would it be?
是不是很愚蠢? I mean,
think of how sad.
或者是多悲伤。
You're baptized.
你受洗了。
You gave up a good job because you were working on the Sabbath.
你放弃你的工作，因为星期六要做工。
But that's all right, you're willing to give it up.
如果你愿意放弃,
you gave up all your jewelry and your makeup.
你放弃了你的化妆品,
you gave up your worldly fashions.
放弃了你的服装,
gave up your worldly music.
放弃了你的世俗音乐,
and you gave up unclean meats and other meats and things that are unhealthy for you.
放弃了那些对你身体不健康的东西,
you started paying your tithes and your offering.
你开始交十分一交捐款。
You make all these sacrifices.
你全部这些你都做了。
But just as the great test is given,
但是当试验来到的时候,
you give in.
你放弃。
You apostatize.
你背道。
What was the problem?
问题是什么?
This individual didn't sit down first and count the cost.
这人没有坐下来先算好代价。
Do you understand what Jesus meant when he said you got to sit down first and count the cost?
明白耶稣说吗? 坐下来算一算。
How much do you think it's going to cost you to get to heaven?
你想你要到天国需要花你多少钱?
You know what it's going to cost you?
你懂要花多少吗?
Everything you have.
你拥有的所有一切。
Your heart.
你的心。
Your mind.
你的思维。
Your soul.
你的生灵。
Every moment.
每一分每一秒。
Everything you are or ever will be.
所有你。 或许能够成就,
it's going to cost you everything.
所有的一切,
that's why
所以呢,
Paul made reference to let our bodies be a living sacrifice unto God.
保罗说,
in the sanctuary message,
在圣所的道理,
you know that there's the outer court.
你知道那里有外院,
you have two pieces of furniture in the outer court. What are they?
外院有两个东西, 是什么?
First is what?
第一个是什么?
Brazen altar sacrifice.
是祭坛。
What's next?
第二个是什么?
The laver. That's right.
洗濯盆。
And then you have the sanctuary.
如果你有那圣所,
how many apartments?
圣所有多少部分?
How many apartments?
多少部分?
Two apartments. What are they?
什么?
Holy. Most holy.
圣所,至圣所。
How many pieces of furniture in the holy place?
圣所有什么?
Three. Name them.
是什么东西?
Let's start. On my left,
在左边是什么?
I'm heading in east and west, so go ahead, give it to me.
来告诉我,
what's on the left side as I enter in?
左边是什么?
The candlesticks.
是灯台,
what's in front of me?
在前面是什么?
Altar of incense.
是香坛,
what's over to the right of me?
在右边是什么?
Table of showbread.
是橙色饼,
all right, now look, that's holy place.
那是圣所,
what's separating the holy from the most holy?
圣所至圣所之间什么东西?
The curtain.
是那个窗帘?
Only one piece of furniture in the holy place, most holy place. What is
it?
It's the Ark of the Covenant.
就是约柜, right? 约柜,
all right, now look, let's back out now.
那我们去到外面,
all the way back to the outer court.
全出到外院,
the outer court is surrounded by a curtain.
外院呢, 被幔子围着,
what color is it?
是什么颜色的?
What color is the curtain?
是什么颜色的?
It's white.
是白色的,
what's it signify?
白色代表什么?
Purity, holiness, obedience.
纯洁,
so you walk in.
所以你进入的时候,
and you lay your or you're supposed to take your sacrifice.
你把你的祭物,
and the priest, after having administered the service of slaying the animal,
那祭司做了那个仪式过后,
how much of it was to be consumed?
多少个是要被烧去的吗? 一半的羊被烧吗?
90%?
98%拿去烧吗?
How about 95%?
95%先去烧?
No. All of it was consumed.
全部整只羊.
What did this signify?
那代表什么呢?
What did this signify?
这代表是什么?
Well, clearly, first and foremost, Jesus gave it all for us.
头一第一的就是耶稣为我们放弃了一切.
Right? He paid the price for us all.
他为我们付出了所有代价.
He sacrificed everything.
他为我们牺牲了所有.
But it also signifies our responsibility in how we are to relate to the Lord.
但也代表是我们的责任和我们要怎么样向他交代.
How much of you does God want?
上帝要你的多少巴仙呢?
100%.
100%.
That's why Jesus said you got to sit down first and count the cost.
所以耶稣叫你要坐下来算一算代价.
Look, friends.
朋友们.
Too many people.
太多的人.
They want an easy, popular religion.
他们要一个很简单很容易的宗教.
They're not interested in sacrificing everything to God.
他们不想要将所有的牺牲给上帝.
They'll make some sacrifice.
他们会做一些的牺牲.
But they're not going to do it all the way for God.
他们不会为上帝走全程的路.
If you're in marriage,
如果你是做婚姻,
how much of your spouse do you want?
你要你的妻子或丈夫的多少巴仙?
How much loyalty do you want from your spouse?
你要他们给你多少的忠诚?
100% loyalty.
100%的忠诚.
Anything short of this,
什么少过100%的呢?
Is unacceptable.
对你来说是不能够接受的.
It's going to take everything we have to make it to heaven.
去天国是要花费我们所有的一切.
Question is, are we willing to pay the price?
问题是我们愿不愿意付出的代价?
Are we?
我们愿意吗?
You may have to give up something you really like.
你或许你要放弃你真的很喜欢的东西.
But if your right eye offends you, pluck it out.
如果你的右眼得罪，使你跌倒，你把它挖掉.
If your right hand offends you, cut it off.
你的右手使你跌倒，把它砍掉.
Whatever is standing between you and Jesus must go.
什么在你耶稣之间抵挡的？
That's the purpose of the early rain.
那是早雨的工作.
We are now in the early rain.
我们现在在早雨的时候.
I believe soon the latter rain is going to fall on God.
我相信晚雨就快要降配的了.
And may God help us to be among them.
求上帝帮助我们成为其中的一部分.
How many are willing to say with me?
多少个人愿意与我一起说？
The Lord, I've let you down.
主，我已经使你失望。
I've not been the person I should be or the Christian I should be.
我没有成为我应该成为的基督徒.
I want a deeper experience.
我要一个更加深刻的经验.
I want the word of God to burn in me like fire in my bones.
我要上帝的话语在我里面燃烧，好像火在骨头里面一样.
How many are willing to surrender all to Jesus?
多少个愿意为上帝牺牲一切？
God bless you. Let us pray.
愿上帝赐福你们，让我们祷告.
Father in heaven, we thank you once again.
天父,
we pray that you will once more, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, forgive us and cleanse us. Help us, Lord, to keep our eyes steadfastly towards you.
帮助我们时时刻刻这样注目视着你。
Now, Lord, we pray that your angels will watch over us.
主，求主你的天使看守着我们。
Lord, I pray for everyone who's made a commitment here tonight.
主，我们祈求在每一个做决定的人身上。
Lord, you will seal that commitment in the blood of Jesus.
你借着耶稣的宝血将这承诺印上。
And I pray, dear Lord, not one person here.
而我祈求主你没有一个。
Nor any family that is represented will miss out on that glorious morning. Lord,
主啊,
give us, I pray, the outpouring of your Holy Spirit.
求主您赐我们 完语的配将。
Lord, revive us.
主啊，奋兴我们。
Help us, dear God, to have a reformation.
帮助我们有着改革。
We thank you in Jesus' name.
我们感谢耶稣，感谢你，奉主名求。
Amen.